Hello and welcome to the second episode of Set the Controls. This is Pinky. Trying to get my footing here on exactly what I want to do with this podcast. But basically what I like to do is focus on the space rock, progressive rock, electronica sounds. The stuff that was popular in the late 60s to the mid 70s. And is sort of having a renaissance at this time. There's some really good music out there in that vein. I hope you enjoy these programs, and I hope they get better as we go along. I'd like to invite anyone who has music of this style to let me know. And if you have something that you'd like to hear on this podcast, let me know that as well. The name of this podcast is Set the Controls. It comes from the Pink Floyd song, Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun. I'd like to give you a little background on that, and then we'll hear an alternative version. Andy Mabbitt, who wrote a book about Pink Floyd in the mid-90s, says this. Pink Floyd performed this simple hypnotic mantra, whose title is a quote from William S. Burroughs, for their first BBC session in October of 1967, obviously with Sid Barrett on guitar. He is known to have been involved in recording an early version for Saucerful of Secrets, although David Gilmour also recalls being asked to overdub some guitar, so it's possible that this is the only recording by the five-man Pink Floyd. That's far from certain, as the take with Sid may not be the one that was released. Waters claims to have found the lyrics in a book of translated Chinese poetry. Live versions can be found on the Umaguma, on a Dutch video stamp Stomping Ground, filmed in the Kralingen Pop Festival of June 1970, and then also on the Live at Pompeii video and DVD. Pink Floyd performed the lengthy renditions of the song until the end of 1973, and then 11 years later it was revamped by Roger Waters for the Pros and Cons tour. Waters also played a great version of it in the late 90s. Strange Cloud recorded a version of Set the Controls for the 2004 release of Psychedelectric Orange, and we're going to hear that now. This is Strange Cloud with Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun.
Born in the shadow.
To hear more Strange Cloud, you can go to artistlaunch.com/strangecloud, or you can go to cdbaby.com/strangecloud, where you can purchase their CD, Psychedelectric Orange. Where are all those animals coming from? Now, Jeff Vidoff is a classically trained composer pianist who received his bachelor's in music at Eastman School of Music and his master's at the Manhattan School of Music, but he also likes Iron Maiden, U2, and Hookfield Pop like Jimmy Eat World. You can find out more about Jeff at jeffvidov.com. That's JeffVidov.com. Here's one of his songs called Failure, Part 3.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that, and if you did, don't forget to go to Jeff's website, jeffvidov.com. Ah, oh, there's those animals again. We're going to hear one more progressive rock type tune for you called City Light by Trespass. This is an Israeli group. They perform rock, folk, Baroque music. The band was formed in the late 90s in Jerusalem, where they were playing pubs and making a name for themselves. And after playing for about a year in several clubs, they released their debut album called In Haze of Time. You can find them on Podsafe Music. Again, this is Trespass with City Light. I hope you enjoyed the music here today, and I hope you'll come back to hear more from Set the Controls. As I said, we're going to focus on the space rock, progressive rock, and electronica style of music. If you'd like to make suggestions for future songs or you'd like to contribute something, let me know by sending me email at setthecontrols@fredwheeler.com. And you can always hear this show at any time by going to setthecontrols.podomatic.com.